Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good morning and welcome back. Love having you all here in my house, which I guess now is soon to be covered in mesquite flooring.
Not a bad idea.
All right. Here in the 10 o'clock hour, we like to throw the phone lines open. Any question you have about your favorite subject, you or your house, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. I have been building and remodeling homes in Arizona since 1972. Got here with my family in 1966. I've built and remodeled homes in Maricopa County. I've built and remodeled projects and homes in Wickiup, Arizona, in Eager, Arizona, several in Flagstaff, Arizona, one in Bouse, Arizona, a couple down in Tucson, Arizona. So wherever you live, if you can hear my voice, I probably have a pretty good idea of your neighborhood, your home, and your house. And I will put my building experience to work for you and help you any way I can. If it's something I'm not familiar with, I'll get you in touch with someone in your neighborhood that's an expert on that particular topic that I trust, consequently, so you can trust. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House in our ongoing effort and mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And baby, I got an invite to send out right now.
You do?
Yep. I said it a year ago when the people smart enough to determine we don't need to wear masks anymore say we don't need to wear masks anymore, I was going to throw a party.
Is it time?
Well, I got a notice from Maricopa County on my phone, a news alert. Emergency COVID mandates dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Uber says you don't need a mask anymore. I'm saying I don't need to hear from any more experts. If they're saying we don't need to wear masks anymore, I say let's have the party. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
What's your plan?
When I announced this a year ago, the owner of the restaurant called The View up in Fountain Hills, beautiful setting overlooking the valley, called and said, when you have that party, you can have it here at my house at The View. So if you're interested in going, we're not going to have a mask burning party. We're going to have a mask shredding party. No open flames.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. We've already seen what a little open flames can do up in the tunnel in the cook fryer. We don't want any open flames. If you want to come and shred your mask. Now listen, it's my party and I get to make the rules. There will be no politics. I don't care what party you're a part of, and I don't care if you're for mask or against mask. This party is to celebrate. We don't have to wear them anymore. That's all. It's going to be a happy party. There will be no political comments, statements, or banners displayed. It's people coming together to rejoice that this chapter is behind us. The first 100 people that sign up at info@rosieonthehouse.com will get 2 drink tickets that I will pay for, and you'll meet me at The View on a date yet to be picked, but it's going to be in the next couple weeks. So the first 100 people, you'll need to register at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I think she says, the owner Heidi says, we can handle a couple hundred. Well, I'll host the first 100. And go to info@rosieonthehouse.com and let me know if you'd like to be there. We'll have us a wing ding like from about sunset, I don't know, 4:30 to 6:30. And we will shred as many masks as y'all want to bring and simply rejoice in the fact it's not mandatory anymore.
How will we get that date out there?
It's going to be determined here in the next few days. So
Facebook will put it out?
We've got a couple. It's going to be in a couple weeks. So We've got another broadcast to announce it. But if you're interested, the first 100 at info@rosieonthehouse.com get treated by us.
That's one reason to be signed up for our newsletter.
So yes,
you can
keep
track of Rosie's wild hairs. So it's just sign up at email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and get signed up for that newsletter so you know spur of the moment things, weekly deals, weekly articles, just whatever we think's good for you.
We're going to have us a good, genuine, apolitical, good time just celebrating the return to normalcy. And I think it's going to be normal to see masks. I know people that are highly allergic that have said, I can't believe what it's done for my allergies. Mm. So I think masks are a part of society at this point going forward. But the mandate is gone, so let's celebrate. Okay, another big event. Another really big event is going to be happening this Wednesday, this week. This is a little bit more urgent. And if you are a student and you're looking for a career, or you're a veteran or an active military person, they are going to have a little bit of a party at Chase Field this coming Wednesday, April 27th. Now, to attend, you have to register. But it's the Registrar of Contractors and the Diamondbacks joining together to have a construction science technology apprenticeship fair. They are going to have people there that are ready to hire apprentices on the spot. If you're interested in entering any of the construction field, there'll be people there ready to sign you up. You register at dbacs.com/AZROC. That's dbacs.com/AZROC. I will be there. Romy will be there. We'll be representing all of the Rosie on the House vendors that are ready to be hiring people. There'll be other contractors and associations there ready to hire anybody that walks up. Now, here's the great part. If you register to come as an attendee, you get two free tickets to attend the Diamondback Dodgers game that starts at 12:40 that afternoon. So we'll be there welcoming apprentices or people considering a career in construction for a couple hours, 10 to 12, and then we'll have the first pitch at 12:40. You register, come, explore the career opportunities that are open to you in the construction science technology industry, and then the Diamondbacks are going to treat you to two tickets to the game.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win, absolutely, all the way around. Yeah, right. Okay, now let's dive into home improvement. That's what we're here for. You can join the conversation by dialing us at 1-888-767-4348. Big news for Arizona homeowners right now that you need to be aware of. Ding, 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 ding. Somebody start the siren. Somebody turn on the red flashing lights. APS is going to have new time of use hours. And it is exactly what I said it should have been 6 years ago when they changed it.
Finally talked them into it,
did you? I finally talked them into it. So if you're on time of use hours, you're paying more for electricity in the summer between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock currently. But coming soon, they're going to squeeze that down where the on-peak hours only are from 4 to 7. Now, this greatly, greatly expands the effectiveness of supercooling because now you only have to put your house asleep in the summer afternoons for 3 hours. So for those of you that weren't quite getting the results we hoped for because your home's older vintage, it's got poorly insulated windows, poorly insulated exterior walls, it's not shaded, you weren't getting the results some people were getting in better built homes. Well, you'll get them now. And you'll be able to cut your summer cooling bill by a lot of money. This is an excellent opportunity to be considering an energy management computer and get it put on so that it does all the work for you. But this is big. This is really big. Now families can get home and not have to wait to turn the oven on till 8 o'clock and eat at 9 o'clock. this buys you another whole hour. Come home, you can turn the oven on at 7. You can start your laundry at 7. This is huge. When they moved it to 8 o'clock, I don't know, it had to be 6 or 7 years ago, I said, boy, that's kind of mean, I think. That's kind of wicked. So they have now relented. They're changing it to 4 to 7 at APS. And I understand generally what happens at APS will ripple down through the other utility providers as well. I want to talk about spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning, are we going to?
How are
you going to spring clean your garage?
Well, I've started that, if you haven't noticed. Now that some of our adorable little 6 children have moved more of their stuff out of my garage, I've been able to reclaim a few square feet. So I love that concept. But let's talk about what it takes to spring clean a house. And given what we've been through the last 2 years, I think the one thing that's even more important than spring cleaning your house is spring cleaning your soul.
Okay.
Take an opportunity to get out to your favorite little happy place and just experience it with your closest friend or maybe even by yourself. But spring clean your soul. Spring clean your mind. This mask shredding party might be a great way to spring clean your spirit and say, hey, it's over. So spring cleaning, we'll be covering a lot of information over the next few weeks about what a deep clean, spring cleaning really means in, about, and around your house. When's the last time you pulled the silverware drawer out and you've got all your silverware lined in there and the little dividers? When's the last time you pulled the drawer all the way out, remove the dividers, and clean that drawer? When's the last time you cleaned the garbage disposal splash guard in your kitchen sink? When's the last time you pulled the washer and dryer out and cleaned all the lint monster balls?
Would you stop it? Stop it now.
We're going to be talking about deep cleaning, spring cleaning here at Rosie on the House the next few weeks. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the publications we've got out this weekend. And we'll take your call at 1-888-767-4348.